Justices decided instead to confine their ruling to the case of one particular sex offender. Sean Shelpius has a long history of sexual assault. At age 17, he pleaded guilty to assaulting a 4-year-old boy whom he'd been babysitting. As early as age 14, he was placed in a mental health facility for assaulting his 6-year-old stepsister. But Shelpius claimed that he served his time for his crimes and has been eligible for supervised release for almost a decade. The High Court decided Shelpius lost that right when a judge ruled 5 years ago that he was not fit for community release. That leaves a much larger issue unresolved. While state law says that some sex offenders are entitled to community-based treatment, they're not getting it. The state has had little luck finding towns and cities that will take them. In Shelpius' own Milwaukee County, the state set aside money to buy land and build a community home for sex offenders, but the idea of up to 12 offenders under one roof has met with fierce local opposition. The court also sidestepped another issue in this case. It decided not to rule on whether sex offenders can sue if they're supposed to be on community release and are instead stuck in confinement. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.